fine. Okay, so this is the end of Me'ila, which is the end of Avoda, Seif Avoda. And he's Ches. And this is very interesting because the Rambam here gives a very Jerush point. I mean, very not like the other ones. Royal Adam, the Zbonu b'mishpete Torah Kedosha, v'leida sof inyanim kifi kocho. A person should look into the Mishpat HaTorah and try to understand them as best as possible. So, it is appropriate to think into a Mishpat HaTorah. V'dover shal yimotzeh leitam v'lo yeda lo ila, something that he doesn't find any reason for it, or he can't figure out the rationale. Al yehi kal be'enov. He shouldn't make light of it. He shouldn't sort of charge ahead and say, "Ah, this is meaningless, this is nonsense," because it might come back to haunt him. A person's approach and attitude to things of Kodesh should not be like the things of Choyl. In other words, it requires a very different attitude. Boy urei kamechmir atar b'mila. Take a look how much the Torah is machmir me'ila. You know, so me'ila is when you make light of, you don't give appropriate respect to things that are kaddish, and this, that's if you do it physically. This is where you're doing it in terms of the content. Umayim eitzim avonim va'ofer ve'ifer. Kim shenikra shem adonu olam aleihem b'dvarim b'lvad niskachu. Bricks, stones, earth, mortar. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, once it's been designated for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all you did it was just by saying it, it becomes sanctified. And someone who treats it like he would treat secular, mundane things, that's called Me'ila. And even if he's a shogin, it's kapara. So the Rambam understands Me'ila needing kapara not so much because he's stealing from Hegdish, as much as the fact that he is he's treating it with disrespect. V'afilo yeshegik tzar kapara. Kal v'choyma le'mitzvah shechokin l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly a mitzvah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has decreed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has made the mitzvah. It's not that we took a mundane object and placed Hashem's name. But this is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shelo yivat ha'adam ben mipnei shelo yeda taimam. He shouldn't rebel against it just because he doesn't know the reason. He should not. He should not invent things. You know. In other words, this is what it means. This is the reason. And he needs to change gears in understanding of it. What he treats as a question of choil. It says in the Torah, we need to have a shmir and asiyah for chukim like mishpatim. What is asiyah and shmir? So you need two things. You need to be oisah and to be shemer. Hasiyah yudua v'yishayasa chukim. So asiyah means to do it. Vashmira sheyazoya behen. Shmir means to be cautious. We need to be cautious about how we deal with it, how we treat it, what our attitude is, because you know, it's a lot of times they come across to us as being of less consequence than the mishpat. Mishpat makes sense. You shouldn't steal. You should be honest. That's really important. But the chukim doesn't seem to be so important. V'amishpatim hina mitzvah shetayim and goli. V'toybes asiyosim b'olam hazeh yidua. Mishpatim are those mitzvahs that we understand the reason, and that what it comes in this world is pretty easy to see. K'ar nisa gezel, shvichas dom, k'ir ave'eim. V'achoyk im mitzvah she'ein tam yidua. Achoyk is a mitzvah that we don't have, we don't know the reason. Embassy means more than just we have not to know. It means it's not knowable. Amru chachamim, chukim chakti locha, ve'en locha rishus lahara achreyem, bahen. I gave you chukim, and you don't have the right to think after it. I want to add a point here. I once heard B'Shem Reb Chatzka, which I thought was really very, very strong. There's something Rashi says. I'm sorry. Rashi says in by Paraduma that it belongs to Chukim, and the Chukim is Umas Olam Moinin as Israel. Umas Olam make fun of Klal Yisrael. They mock Klal Yisrael. They say, you know, what this mitzvah has no reason whatsoever. It's weird. It's strange. So you should know. Gzeira hishigazati ve'en lecha rishus laharachem. You don't have permission to be mahar in it. So the question is asked. You know, so basically you are reinforcing the Umas Olam's claim. In other words, I'm telling you, I'm giving you a very strong argument, and you tell me, well, I'm not allowed to think about it. That's exactly the point I'm making. That, you know, you're hiding behind the fact that you can't think about it. So he says, so he answers, so Reb Chatzka answered like this. The human brain, in of itself, it has no, you know, it doesn't understand. It's the human brain, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has constructed it as an organ to be able to understand mitzvahs. So that's why it understands, because it is something that is it's given to you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this organ to perform the mitzvah of understanding Torah. The parts of Torah that are chayik were not given to be understood. They were given to be mekayim without understanding. Those mitzvahs are not possible to understand because you're not allowed to. In other words, our brain is geared. Our brain was made in a way that it will understand that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu who made it understand, and not understand that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow you to understand. So the not having your choice to understand it is the reason why you can't understand it. That's what Haskell said. But Al Kapanim, he says, Amru Chachamim, a person's Yitzhahara is bothered by it. You know, we always are bothered by the idea that we can't understand. And the goyim counter and they say, they throw it at us. It's a basa chazir, basa cholav, eglarufa, paraduma, soya mishtaleach. So this becomes their axe. You know, we are very sensitive to criticism about things we don't understand. And therefore, we're very sensitive when the goyim come and say, you guys are idiots, you're doing these crazy things. David HaMelech mitztayer min aminim min ha'akum shemeshim al hachukim. David HaMelech had a lot of like misnefesh. And as they would kept on pursuing him with all these tainus, and the Rambam adds a line here. He says, "All of these all of these arguments are built on the premise that human reason is the ultimate arbiter of truth." And so on, and therefore, it's built because of Adam. Shenema Toflalay Sheka Zaidim Ani Becholev Otzapikudecha. And he said, as they kept on tossing on me, as the wicked kept tossing on me false tainus, I keep becoming closer to you. Now, let's just talk about this a second also. Let's understand, I mean, there's sort of a disconnect. He's saying they're coming after me and they're saying these nasty, horrible things about how unreasonable it is and so on and so forth. So what I do is I get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, what does one have to do with the other? I guess you can't face the fire, so you sort of just hide behind the skirts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't seem to make sense. What's happening here? I think the pshat is, what he's saying is, when somebody tries to force me into a position of what is the tachlis of these mitzvahs, it doesn't make sense for chulu v'chulu v'chulu. If I am forced to answer in that vein, then basically I'm trapped, because there's not going to be an answer in that world. What it does is it reinforces in me, if there's a part of Torah that's inexplicable in human terms, it must be that this part of Torah is very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's talking his language, not our language. And that's why there's a reason to be Maisiv Tveikas B'Torah, because this is the area that is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a part of the Torah that's closer to us. It deals with areas that are close to us. And there's a part of the Torah that deals with areas that are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of karbanis that we just saw now, they belong to the world of chayk. Chacham said the world stands for those karbanis. Shebasiyas hachukim meshpatim zeichan shachom haba. By doing chukim meshpatim together, the zeichotom haba. Vikdima teirat sival hachukim. Shemashvans hukayz meshpatim she'asoy sa'adam b'chaybim. So in the Rambam's world, obviously, doing things that are, what's the right word for it? Doing things that are mishpat are easier, and that's why the schar is more for the chayk. The Rambam, in the Rambam's world, understanding and knowing is very important, and anything that we do that we don't understand is a Mesiras Nefesh. And it's we do it because we're Davik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it is, and that's where we are, and so on. Okay. That's the end of this Rambam. Now, the next one is Tmura. Hello? Hello? Ah, okay. Tmura Dalad Yud Gimel. This is it's the end of Karbanis Hilchas Tmura. The Ein Marimin Al Behemas Hegdish Lahagdish Ubro Kedush Acheres, and so on. Let's skip the first few lines, and he says like this: Afal Pi. It's like the third or fourth line down. Afal Pi Shekol Chukei Torah Gzeres Heim Kemoshe Baranasayv Mila. Even though all the Chukei Torah are Gzeres, and that's we just got through learning that in the piece before, Royalist Bainan Ben, you need to think into it. And as much as you can give a reason for it, you do give a reason. Now this is actually increases the jackpot. Before he spoke about not understanding it as chayk, and that chok will never be understood by human reason and so on. Over here he says you have to give time him as much as you can. So how do you understand that? In other words, if this is not manashtav, if it's a chayk, then what's the point of giving as much time him as you can? That's really that's a question. It's almost a steer. I mean, the Rambam is alluding and he's saying, take a look what I said before. So I think the pshat is as follows. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in this world is a comes from a higher inyan that comes through in this world and appears in a certain way. Now, things that are, what's the right word for it? Things that are mishpat, the total validity is in of and of this world. It's part and parcel of this world. Gezel makes total sense within this world. Other things that are chayik, they run through. There's a big part of it that is over there, and some of it manifests itself over here. In other words, there, as it goes and it becomes more and more megushim, it has manifestations in this world as well. So lemashal, let's take something like lulav and esrog. There are many valid timing for it. We can say points about it that are sensible, and we can make sense. Sending by karbonis. Karbonis have many points that are, you know, that we can explain. But the vast majority of it is, that's only the tip of the iceberg. The majority of its meaning is beneath the surface. So it is appropriate to give reasons because, you know, it's within the realm of our world. But tachlis, it is something which is, it's the bulk of its meaning is deep it down. So it says like this. So what about Temura? Yirali shezeh shama kozavoyu ut mosi hakodesh. It says that when you exchange an animal for another animal, it becomes kodesh. Both become kodesh. Keinyan sham v'amagdish gal space v'aschemishas kesef erek halav. If the magdish is goyel his house, he has to add 20%. Why? So he says yorda toyer l'soif mashavas adam uktzas yisraherak. The Torah understood a person, his reasonings, his rationales, his yetzahara. Sheteva shel adam noite laharbas kinyanoi v'lochas al mamonoi. It is natural for a person to want money and to want more money and not to want to spend money. V'yaf al pi shenoda v'hiktish. So this person already gave a donation. Efshe shechazaboy v'nichem. So, you know, then he said to himself, you know, I wrote too big of a check. So what's he going to do? He's going to say, this cow I need. I'm going to go and be put it in Hegdish. He is going to subconsciously kind of chip away at the value of it. So if you're redeeming it, you need to add a chomish because your calculations are going to be off. What do I do with a behemoth that has kedushas aguf? I can't be paid it, so I'll do something else. I'll exchange it. I'll say, listen, you know, for hegdish, the other animal looks nicer, but down deep, I'm doing it because this animal is worth more. Fim titan reshus lehakle barobi yafe yachdo yafe baro. If you will allow him to make those exchanges, there's not going to be an end to it. V'yoyma toivu. Lefikach sosam hakosu b'fanoshayachter. Torah said tough luck, because he'll never admit that the new behemah is less nice than the old behemah. So the Torah said, no. If you once you gave it for hegdish, we're not allowing you to exchange it. V'konsim hechlevama v'oyu t'mosay kodesh. That's why the Torah canceled it. V'chol elu hadvarim k'dei lokuf es yitzrael takin da'isav. All of this is to serve as a muzzle on Yetzahara, and to be misak in a person's dais that they be appropriate. The roiv dine atoira einen ela eitzes me rochaik, migdoilo eitzah, le takin a dais yashkal maisim. Most dine atoira eitzes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, how to be misak in the dais and be miyashir the maisim. Vichenu oime, haloi kasavtilcho shileishim mu'atzes vedas, lodiacha koishetim emes, lahoshiv amorim emes shalchecha. So the tachlis or one of the tachlis of the Torah is to understand how a person should work, how a person's heart works, how to deal with it, and so on. The The next piece, a piece of mikvahs, Perek Yud Aleph, and he tries to give a hezba, again, once more, on something that's a chayik, and on keeping what he said before, it's appropriate that we try to understand as much as we can from a chayik. Yud Beis. That's clear that Tum and Taira is Gzeiras HaKosov. Ve'eino midvarim shadaitra machratoi. Ve'rein mechlal achukim. The Rambam here offers a very, very very precise definition of chayk. And let's see, let's understand what that means. If I tell you something doesn't, you know, something is strange, something's unusual, I don't understand it. That's not called, there are many things I don't understand. I watch and see an engineer scribble formulas and notations, I'm clueless. So I don't say that that's not something that is ununderstandable. On the other hand, let's say I come along and I tell you, you know, there's a group of Martians landing. Let me tell you how the ships work. Let me give you the formulas for calculating when the ship comes, when the ship lands, the thrust, all that stuff. And I have this whole huge calculation about these Martian things. I still think it's crazy. The Rambam uses here a phrase that I think is the hagdar of it. He says, "The ein das ha'adam machra asam." Das ha'adam machria means I have an intuitive sense of something. My mind intuits it and feels. It feels that it has a grasp on it intuitively. So anything that is part and parcel of my reality, it's not a question of understandable, ununderstandable. Because if understanding is calculating, then like I told you, Martian ships landing, I can calculate it, and I give you the formula for them, and I can do everything. It's still going to think you're wacko. Because the Das Adam is not machriyat. In other words, my intuition doesn't sit right. It's just like when you have a hachra'ah in din. Hachra'ah means I can bring rayas and proof that if this is right, that's right, the other thing's right. I can also say it's new to this. When a dayan is machria a din, so if he has clear cut proofs that are sharp and you know, that's not called hachra'ah. That's I was mekabel edus and I'll be shnei made him yokum dava. There's nothing there that's included in this. But let's say I don't have that. All I have is, you know, proofs this way, proofs this way. I have studied in the Kansal Mikan, a machria. I use the mind intuitive, say, I feel that the weight of the evidence leans more this way than that way. So he says, v'chein hatvila minatumis mechalal achukim hein. So that's something that itvila, you know, what does a ruchniistic dirt have to do with a physical watery mikveh? She'ena tuma titoy tzoyah shetava b'mayim. Tuma is not mud or dirt that water would dissolve it. Alexeris hakosav hi. It's exeris hakosav. And now he says, v'adova toli b'kavonas halev. And it's really all about a person's mindset. This is a very strange halacha. And I'm not sure, I think I know why he's bringing it. There's a halacha like this. If a person is laying on the beach and a big wave of 40 saw comes and lands on him, since he didn't have kavana, he's not tahar. Now this din is only the rabbanic halacha; it's not a derais halacha. So what kind of rais they bring from it? So I think, and he says the fikah amu chachamim He does. He's referring to not just that the Chacham said it, that it's a din of Chachamim. I would think that the pshat is possibly as follows. The only reason why Chachamim made this din, it makes sense only if it's in line with what the real dinim of Tum and Tyre is supposed to be. If the real dinim of Tum and Tyre has shaychis to das and seich and so on and so forth, this halacha makes sense. The afal pikein remzish bedava kishem shamechab libo letaher kivish a tovel tor the afal pishon is charish beguf bedava kach hamechab libo letaher nafshem tumas hanefesh imachshav es ha'oin v'deyas ha'ros kivish a hiskin belibo lifash vois na'etzis the heavy nafshem me'adas tor. So Rambam finds the remez over here in two aspects of the tefillah. One is a conscientious focus on doing what he's supposed to do. Two, not a direct attack on the problem, but a submersion in something of tahara. And the Rambam stells it to machshavas ha'oin varos. In other words, beit hashkafas, beit shitas, beit deis, are begam in a person. A person who has, you know, beit deis is not good. But a lot of times, all you have to do is be within an environment of toiv. Deis, and it says that in the pasuk that lasid lavoi, umol aretz dea kamayim layam mechasim. The world will become filled with Deya the way waters cover the ocean. In other words, we will be submerged in an environment that's Kulei Toiv. We're going to be submerged in the right Das and Ashkafis and so on, and therefore we will be affected by it. A vast majority of our Shitas, Ashkafis, Deyos and so on are a product of the environment. Whether we protest and say no, we're our own people, we don't things. It is. It's a very powerful, and we're built. We're geared to pick up the social mores and social norms. That's how a person is built. So if a person has an himself as acquired bear deus, and that, which is what he compares to tuma, then the eitzah is to submerge himself into a world of Toiv. So if a person learns Torah is emes, and it has a quality where a person sort of submerges himself in it, and he becomes part of it. So basically, he understands Tum and Tyre in terms of a sort of something that sort of wraps you around in a certain way. It begs that you immerse yourself into something that's Toiv and Tahar, and that's where Tumah disappears. And there's a lashon sometimes, Tumah parcha mimena, Tumah evaporated. In other words, because it be'etzim is sort of an external effect that has wrapped you around, and that's why we refer to it in that way. Okay, any questions, any points, anything you want to add? Tzvi, are you on the line? What time did you get back last night? Okay, good, so say that. Okay, thank you very much. Well, so I don't think it's there for that reason as much as this is what we can learn from it. It's important, it's almost as if the Rambam is saying it's important to get used to understanding what we can learn from a mitzvah, even if it's only a part or a piece of it. But it's always important to be able to say, what do I see from it? What he means to say is also, like we said before, if I find a mitzvah that's a chayik in our world, anything that appears in our world will have some sort of meaning. It may not be the central meaning. Let's give an example. Imagine a person sees a big machine that he never saw before, or never saw machines before. He sees a big machine. He may be clueless as to the kishkas of the machine, how it works, whatever, but he can make many statements. He says, I see there's a vent in this side. I see there's a light over there. So this must be for this, this must be for that. I can definitely, if I'm astute, I can make intelligent observations that are useful. So he says, you learn halacha like me'ila. What should your takeaway be? Takeaway should be the respect for kedusha. You know, what a person is supposed to think about Hegdish. A person goes to mikveh. Mikveh is a tumah from Tara, which is an inyan that's very parallel to Tov and Ra. So there's a world of Tov, a world of Ra that I connect not by actually physically connecting with it, but by being immersed in it. That's the point that Ramah is trying to make. It's they're supposed to learn from everything and as much as we can, and he picks the point that he feels is the most significant. Like Me'ilah, basically Me'ilah is the teaching of respect for what's Kodesh. And the Rambam says, so let's apply it across the board. Let's understand it in every facet that it comes about. Okay. Next week I'm not going to be able to make it, Be'ez Hashem, in 2 weeks. Okay. Okay, call to that.